Review the IdeaBit Slim 170 14-inch and powered by Ryzen mobile processors. A notebook with a thin and light body and a 14-inch display. Please note that this is not a gaming PC. It seems that many people purchase it mainly for the following purposes: browsing websites, watching streaming videos, using at school, using at work. The M model of the IdeaBit Slim 170 is a cost-up where the gray model can be purchased from the 30,000 yen range at the time of review. However, it is clear what we can and cannot do. This article introduces the specifications, appearance, features, benchmark results, and possible uses of the product, so we hope that it will serve as a reference before purchasing. First, let's start with the product specifications. The OS is Windows 11. The CU is Ryzen 5 7520, which is a CU for mobile notebook PCs. The CU uses the CUS integrated graphics, 8 of memory. Storage is 256.2 st. The display is 14 inches. The battery was a specification that has been published for up to about 11 hours. I also checked the buyer's evaluation, so I will tell you. The IdeaBit Slim 170 14 is a very popular product and has a lot of product reviews. The bad evaluation is that the website for purchasing products is difficult to see. The construction is cheap and the liquid crystal is not beautiful. I understand because it is cheap. The good evaluation is that the basic performance is sufficient. Since it is a product with a low price to begin with, I have the impression that many people are convinced to buy it because of its cheapness. It is not a very heavy task, and most people purchase it for browsing the internet for work or for school use. I will tell you about the appearance and features. The product color I borrowed this time is sand. Cloud Gray is also on sale. The impression is that it has a plastic-like texture and is suitable for the price. It's fairly thin even when closed, and its compact size makes it easy to carry around. The touchpad is quite large and responsive. It seems that the intake and exhaust are from the back and the hinge part. The panel's 14-inch look is characterized by a narrow viewing angle, and the angle that is easy to see is fixed. It's compact, so you might expect it to be used in a variety of settings, but be aware that you can only see the screen clearly from a certain angle. For those who want an easy-to-read look, we recommend the new IPS panel model with a wide viewing angle, equipped with an image quality web camera with a shutter. The video and audio of the web camera will introduce the verification results later. The keyboard has no numeric keypad and some keys are small. The keyboard is Japanese layout. Some right side keys are smaller than normal. Typing felt like a cushion, like a puff puff. The ports on board are 4-in-1 media card reader, HDMI US 2.0, US 3, 2 Genon type power jack, 2 Genon. There are 2 Type-E and 1 Type-IC. So I think it's a normal number of ports for a PC of this size. I'll let you know the benchmark results. I also tried a benchmark that can objectively see the performance of the PC of the, first of all, and Ryzen 5 7520 multiscore 4570, single score 1140 from Cinebench 23. This CU is a 4-core 8-thread CU and a low-power APU for mobile with a tip of 15. It's a good score to use in everyday life. I think that you can comfortably browse the internet and create documents without stress. PMarked and comprehensive P benchmark. Overall score is 4,044, essential 6,959, productivity 7,045, digital content creation 3,662. There is no problem at all with respect to basic performance and office work. However, it is difficult to use creative software because the graphics are weak. Storage crystal disk mark. About 1700 reads and 1300 writes. It is a benchmark result that can verify the transfer speed of the storage, although storage with a particularly high transfer speed is not used. If this transfer speed is out, it is a level that is not a problem for normal use.